Yeah, we I give Binghamton a lot of credit. They had a couple guys injured, and I thought they had a great game plan. They ran us around defensively. We were really bad defensively, especially in the first half of the game. We were better in the second half. You know, we held them 38% in the second half, but the first half we were pretty bad defensively. I was really concerned about it because we didn't practice great. I think guys, you know, not making any excuses. I think we're mentally just not sharp right now. A lot of poor decisions. You know, just not on. We just weren't on top of our game. You know, we're going to have to be a lot better to continue to win. And you know, that was the message in the locker room after the game. I was happy we won the game, but I'm not happy with the way that we've been playing the last couple of games. So we just need to, you know, I think our young guys are struggling just to kind of find their way and be confident when they're out there. We kind of need to get our bravado back. We need to look more like the team that beat that. You know, that had Florida State by one possession. There's only one other guy that played in that game, and that's Ethan Watts, you know, and he helps us. But, you know, we should look more like that than the way we've looked the last couple of games. So, you know, we got to get to practice, and we got to get better. Next couple of practices, we got to be better. You know, UMass Lowell is a very good team, and, you know, we will not beat UMass Lowell playing like this.
We had talked to Matone about how they were a little bit all over him,
yeah,
and how there seemed to be a little bit of lack of communication in the paint defensively. As you mentioned, there were some struggles. So if you could speak a little bit to his game, because obviously he was 14-for-16 on the line.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a much improved player. You know, he's been a focal point of ours offensively. Right now we're way too dimensional. I thought Jonas Harper got a lot of open looks, and I think that would have really helped us today. He knocks down a couple of shots. It's a different story, you know, but he got great shots, and I'll take those shots any day of the week. You know, probably five or six of them were wide open looks. So, you know, if they doubled him, the ball found the right guy, and now we just have to knock him down, and we'll do that. You know, but Sue, yeah, I think, you know, people trying to beat him up, everybody's been real physical against him, you know, and, you know, he's been making them pay on the foul line. You see, I've never seen it. He only had five shot attempts because they were fouling him before he even went up.
Also, last time we had spoke a couple of games ago after the Merrimack game, you'd mentioned that there were some issues of you trying to figure out when to sub in the players at the right time,
yeah,
and finding that rhythm,
yeah,
of who works on the court. And
yeah, it's been, you know, that's been tough, you know. Just trying to figure out who's going to give you what off the bench. I mean, obviously right now, I think Miles Brewster has done a good job, right? So he's been solid. He's solid defensively. I think Malcolm Chemise comes in, and he's, you know, he's kind of given us some solid minutes consistently. And I think Garrett's been pretty good. Those two guys off the bench have been pretty consistent. Now we need to kind of figure out, you know, what we're going to get from Anthony, you know, and I think Anthony just needs to be more aggressive offensively. I think he's just like thinking too much out there. He's not playing his game. We got to kind of get him going offensively. We're much better when he's playing, mm-hmm, and he's attacking and playing, you know, and then it was a coach's decision. You know, Damon Tate didn't play. That was a coach's decision. And so I really think, like, if we're going to continue to have success, that I think Anthony, CJ, and Damon, those three guys are the guys that I think we need to kind of – we need to play better as a group. But those three guys, if we can get two of those guys kind of going, because they're all capable of scoring. And so we need to kind of figure out how we're going to do that. But then, like, I think from game to game, it's going to depend on, you know, who's playing well out of those guys. You know, that's kind of how I do it. You know, I kind of do it by feel. Like I go into a game thinking I'm going to play at least 9, sometimes 10. And then out of those last two, okay, who's giving us what, and how much can I play this guy or that guy? That's kind of how I've been doing it. So hopefully it'll start to balance it out. And then, you know, down the road, you know, we can, you know, hopefully get some of these injured guys back.
I'm on a completely different note. McCoy scored his 1500
today.
You just want to talk about his impact.
Yeah, he's, you know, I didn't even think he had one of his, I mean, I know he scored a lot of points today. He shot the ball well. I think right now we're relying on him so much to score that we need him to be doing some other things too, and we kind of need the other guys to kind of pick up the slack. So, like, I think right now everybody's kind of looking for him, and he's been delivering. But you're not going to go, it's hard to go 4 for 5. He doesn't go 4 for 5. We had a hard time winning this game. And so we need to get more production out of other guys. So that's the thing the next couple of days. We need to kind of get other guys feeling confident and comfortable. But, his scoring, and especially down the stretch of games, have been outstanding.
So that's it for me. I just have one final one. What's an overall statement for the game?
I'm happy that we won. But I think we have a lot of work to do in the next couple of days to get ready for these last, this last stretch before finals. I think we have to really, I have to really be very good as the leader to be really focused on the things that we need to do to play better basketball. And that falls on me. I got to make sure that I'm doing my part the next couple of days and get us ready for this last stretch, because the competition is going to take a nice step up, and we got to be ready for that.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
All right, I'll see you guys soon.
So big game.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, they were all over you pretty much the whole time, and you were 14 for 16 on the line. What were your thoughts? Because most of your points came from that.
I was just trying to stay level-headed, play through the contact, and the refs did a good job of just calling the fouls, and I just hit the free throws,
Yeah, so do you just want to talk about, the impactful players on your team, which of your teammates are really, making a difference on the court, whether they're putting up numbers or not?
Oh, I think everybody can make an impact, defensively, Miles, I think Miles brings a lot of energy defensively, Jonas, and just everybody can step up in that area, and it helps us. We feed off each other's energy, and I think everybody can be impactful.
Yeah, absolutely. You weren't leading at the end of the first half, down 30-27. What adjustments were made at halftime? Then big numbers were put up in the second half.
Oh, we had to key in on our defense and just limit our turnovers. We had 10 turnovers at half. I know Coach stressed that. And just fight through ball screens and communicate. That was probably the biggest thing. So we just got to play harder.
Yeah, nice. We noticed a little bit of miscommunication in the paint when I don't think you were in. It was Jones and don't know the name. Morales. Yeah, and they had a little bit of miscommunication in the first. Going into the second, you said you wanted to fix that adjustment. You guys obviously fixed a lot of adjustments because you only had 5 turnovers in the second. What was the overall mentality into closing that gap and getting the lead back?
Honestly, we had to over communicate, and we were blaming each other in the beginning. In the first half, we weren't a connected group. So in the second half, I think we did a better job of being vocal and just telling each other to switch or get through a ball screen and you got to give credit to Binghamton. They set a lot of screens. They set a lot of down screens. That's their offense. So.
Do you just want to talk about his impact on the team specifically?
Oh, for sure. No, I couldn't be more proud of him. 1500, that's a big achievement. And he's worked his butt off. He's worked his butt off since he's been here. And hey, I'm just proud of him. And hopefully we can just feed off his energy. And he makes a big impact offensively, defensively. Last game he had a big stop at the end of the game to seal the game for us, and I'm just so proud.
Absolutely, and finally, just an overall statement, if you can, about the game overall.
Hey, right now, I'm just happy that we won the game, and hopefully we can maintain this streak of being undefeated at home, so bring it to our fans.
Absolutely.
Girls set, thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too.